Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate for local president in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union for Local 304. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge. Hey, listen. Today I want to talk to you about let's stop thinking everything is okay. Now, understand this. I'm not saying it's horrendously bad, but let's stop thinking everything is okay. During this campaign or pre-campaign, depending on October 15th, et cetera, but during my campaign that I've kind of been on for the last 4 years, I hear a lot of union members' complaints. I hear your complaints, but then I hear in other corners you say everything is okay. No, everything's not okay. And you need to open your eyes as union mail handler members and recognize that. Now, again, the course of action that I'm going to recommend, we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, we have to get to the point that we understand Local 304 is not doing everything for you that you think it should. Now, this is just based on what I hear. And if I'm hearing wrong, then please spare no expense at correcting me. And when I say Local 304 isn't living up to what it is you think it should do, I'm talking about you being a dues-paying member. You have a right to expect a thing if you're paying for it. Now, again, sometimes, and let's be 100, union members can be real unreasonable with what they expect. But let's go back to the middle of the road where why would you not expect to be represented adamantly on discipline? Why is it that so many union members in Local 304 feel, and key word here, feel that their union sides more with management than they side with the employee? And here's the funny part about that analogy. But yet there are some that want to refer to my management time, which was over 2 decades ago. But today, right now, more Local 304 members feel that their union is more of an extension of postal management than it is of compliance and representing the member. Now, whether that's real or not, that's up to you to decide. If, you know, your perception is your reality. And if you feel that, then let's not continue to go down that road. Here comes Kenny Hodge. Here comes Kenny Hodge. Bandwagon full of energy, knowledge, dripping over the sides. And again, the ability to build teams. Yeah, team building. One of my strong points. But let me tell you something, and I'm going to get back over to what you expect from your union about team building. You got to change your mindset. So when Ken Hodge comes in to do team building, most of what we're going to talk about is going to be so pro-mail handler that a lot of people on the executive board and on the team currently may want to leave. And you know what? I am perfectly prepared for that. I'm not asking anyone to leave, but I'm prepared that they will leave. Because sometimes when you are introduced to something that is just so right, but you've been doing it so slanted, you might not want to change. Therefore, I reach back into the craft. I will find, I will cultivate, I will mentor, I will find enough mail handlers in Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky that want to get super active with Kenny Hodge, and we will create an atmosphere in Local 304 that everybody not being everybody, but everybody is going to want to be a part of this movement. That's how exciting I am about becoming your next local president. Let me give you a quick example of what I'm talking about when I say creating an atmosphere that's so positive that you can't help but want to be a part of it. Recently, in Columbus, Ohio, mail handler had an issue with a supervisor in the old 30 unit. That mail handler went to the union, several times to no avail. That mail handler came to me, and again, I don't feel I need to mention names, and the first thing I said to him was, did you talk to your union? After we ascertained that his union could not or would not do anything about it, listen to what I'm telling you now. We filed an EEO on this supervisor, and before we could even get to a telephone interview, I had a conversation with the supervisor. That problem no longer exists. And let me tell you something. That's not an anomaly when it comes to Ken Hodge being active for the member. See, that's more often than not is how I handle business. Why anyone wouldn't appreciate that, that's kind of disturbing. But that's how, and again, the folks who work in Columbus, Ohio, where they see my work on a daily basis, they can tell you what I'm telling you so you don't think I'm making up fictitious stories. But that's just me telling you, let's get excited. Let's not allow our ballots to just sit in a drawer in the kitchen or in the living room somewhere. It's important that you vote. It's so important that you vote. Because let me tell you something. If you don't vote, then by factors of process, you're actually voting for the current establishment. That makes sense? If you don't take that ballot and vote Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, then what you're doing is by sending in no vote, you're actually supporting current union leadership, and we cannot allow that to happen this time. Now, if for whatever reason you're happy with what you have now, and you support the current union leadership, vote for them. Take that ballot that you have and check the box that says that. But don't just not vote. See, that's a waste of a voice. And we don't have voices to waste. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, and allow me to do work for you that you've not yet seen since you've been a union member.